setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about your purpose. You were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed. You are valuable. Now, that also means you've got to do it. You got to do something with your life. It's not to make others impressed with you. It's because somebody out there needs you to be you. That's why it's important. And so we want to help you with the clarity that you need so that you can confidently step out and then courageously stay the course. We do that. That clarity comes by looking inward. You have the answers. I don't. It's my job to get them out of you. And so that's why it's a call-in show. And we're helping men and women every day discover what they were created to do and then come up with a plan to get there. We're going to look at what you do best, talent, and what you love to do most, passion. And I promise you, there are multiple jobs, multiple career paths in that sweet spot, that intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. So let's get about it, shall we? 844-747-2577. That's the number. 844-747-2577. Maybe one of the most important phone calls you ever make. Let's go to Perry, who's on the line in Florence, Alabama. Perry, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Hey, so I have a business question. I currently own my own business. It's a side gig that I've been doing for about 12 years. And I also have a career that I've been in for 15 years.
Which is what?
And it's in the petroleum industry. It's always been where I could do the side gig, two or three days a week. Uh-huh. I could work on that. Uh-huh. There's a lot of flexibility in my full-time schedule. So both the career and the side gig I've done pretty good at.
Yeah.
I've done well in.
Okay.
And the side gig is becoming so big now that it's really, I'm just feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because I just can't continue to keep up both sides, you know?
Sure.
I'm trying to decide if it's even feasible or worth my time and effort to take the side gig to the next level. And if I can do that still in a part-time basis, because on my full-time career, I like what I do there and I've built myself up into management and I make a good salary.
Sure.
And I just don't want to take that big of a hit,
Well, you don't have to. You're acting like it has to be either or. And since the side business is doing well, the simple solution to your good problem, can we at least say this is a good problem to have?
Right.
Your
yeah.
simple solution is to hire somebody for the side business. If you want to continue doing the day job and you love it and you're making good money and you don't want to let go of that, then it's very simple. Hire somebody to help you out on the side business. You're making money on it. You're making enough money. It's getting so big that you're overwhelmed. So you'd have to hire somebody anyway.
Right.
At some point, this side business is going to get to the point that you would have to hire somebody to keep it going, to keep it healthy. So,
yes.
So I think that's the simple answer. If you want to do both.
Yep. And I kind of know that in my heart.
Then what's your question? What's the problem?
The problem is taking that step on hiring somebody. I guess it's just I'm just scared that I won't be able to keep that person busy or they won't do the job that I need them to do.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Now, right now, the first thing you just identified is not really true. You can't do it anymore on your own.
That's correct.
All right. So do you think you need a part-time position or a full-time position to start with?
I think if I had a part-time, that would be take the pressure off of myself.
Okay, great. So here's what we do. So let's start with part-time because you can always ramp up to full-time. Okay, so if you're afraid not being able to keep them busy, I think that's a legitimate question. And start with part time. Let's just dip our toes in the water, not do a belly splat. Okay, so the second thing in deciding, so go ahead and do part time. So the second thing you need to do is you need to list out all of the things you do right now. So let's just say it's a list of 12 things. I'm making that up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those things would you and only you need to do as the CEO and founder? And let's say it's five things. Okay. We're not going to do this on the air right now, but I'm telling you, this is your homework exercise. And let's say you come up with a list of five things. You know, Ken, these are the things that I have to do. Only I can do it and only I should do it. Oh, great. Five things. So now there's a list of seven things that you can put off on somebody else. And let's try it part-time. And if it needs to be a full-time position to fully execute on those seven things, then we know we got to go full-time. And what you need to also do is, the third thing is look at your business account, the side business, your side hustle account, and go, okay, if I go part-time right now, how much do I have already in the bank? And what we're going to do is we're going to change our budget, and so we're going to retain a little bit more. Maybe I pay myself a little bit less over the first 6 months from the side business to help fund that part-time or full-time position. But don't be scared, because again, you need to do a good job hiring, and you need to do a good job delegating, which means once you give it to them, let it go. Your theme song after you do this homework assignment is, what are the five things or four things, the things that only you can do? And so the rest of them get delegated. And then your theme song is from the movie Frozen, let it go, let it go. And just let it go. And that's where you will see two things happen. Number one, you being overwhelmed will go away. And number two, you'll see your company actually grow. And so keeping these things going is all about you deciding to be comfortable learning how to lead. This is the number one challenge that entrepreneurs have, certainly founders, because you've been doing it all yourself now. It's to the point you can't do anything more. You just maxed out. And you go, well, I just don't know if I can find somebody. I don't know if they'll do a good job. Well, that's just nonsense. You're telling me you don't have the good sense to hire somebody who has the talent to do the job? And, oh, how about, since you listen to the Ken Coleman Show, let's see if they like this work. Find somebody that a part-time, detailed, administrative role, execution, process role, whatever you need. I'm taking a guess there. That's what you need. You find that person who that is their sweet spot. Now you've got somebody who's not only good, but they enjoy that kind of work. And you're like this every day. I've released. I've let it go. And you know it's being done by somebody who enjoys it. So let's change this from fear to excitement. I'm excited about making the changes that I need to make because I'm going to grow my business, grows my income, grows my options. That's how we attack this. Let's look at the positive outcome of making the right decisions. And now that becomes the juice that you operate off of. It's all about perspective. Hey, it's all about you and your phone calls. More coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. Go to burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to get special pricing. Cheering you on as you become the person that you were created to be. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show, not another political talk show. This show is all about your purpose. We're not looking to Washington, D.C. for our future. We're looking inward. We're looking to get clear on the role, the primary role that we were created to fill. And when we get that clarity, then direction reveals itself. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to a Facebook question from Brooke. She says, is it frowned upon if your resume is longer than one page? I'm not going to frown on that, but I think that it's unnecessary for it to be one page. If you read my How to Flip Your Resume guide at kencoleman.com, I'll go into more detail there. That is at kencoleman.com. It's absolutely free. But here's where this comes from. We know from HR data surveys that hiring managers are spending somewhere between 6 and 60 seconds scanning your resume. So if you've got more than one page, I just don't like your chances. And a resume is a brochure. You know, I think about it. How many of you ever went to one of those rest stops when you were a kid, you know, along the interstate? I know Joe did, because he was the kind of kid that would collect all the brochures. Yeah. And so you'd walk in, you know, to go to the restroom, you know, and you'd see like this wall of brochures of local attractions. And you, what would you do? You'd catch your eye. You pull the brochure out, you look at it real quick. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 1,000. That's pretty much it. I mean, that's like 4 seconds. And you decide, oh, hey, I can hear my dad now saying to my mom, you know, hey, what do you think about going here? But that's what a brochure is designed to do, right? A brochure is designed to get a tourist to say, huh, what about this place? Maybe we'll come here. And a resume is designed to get a phone call back. So your resume is a brochure, and you just simply want a phone call to get the interview. That's what it's designed for. So I think I'm pretty clear. I'm being very nice about this. I think it's silly to have 2-page resume. I think 1 page is all that's necessary. And again, in our resume guide at kencoleman.com, we only want you putting relevant work information, just relevant information, not your entire job history. So there you go. If you want to submit your question via Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ken Coleman Show, or Instagram at Ken Coleman and Twitter at Ken Coleman. 844-747-2577 is the number. We go to Kissimmee, Florida. I hope I'm saying that right. It always throws me off. I did? Good. Miguel's on the line. Miguel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing, Ken? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Yes. I'm currently a truck driver, and I'm just trying to find my passion, because I'm not happy with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a responsible guy. I have a paid upon mortgage. You know, I got money in the bank. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just ready to find my passion and do something different.
Yeah, I get you. All right, well, let's go through the process. I don't know if you've heard me do this on the show before, but I want you to just follow along. I'm going to ask you questions, and I don't want you to think. I want you to feel. And what I mean when I say that, Miguel, is don't think about all the limitations that might come with your answers. I want you to just let your heart reveal what's going on. So let's first start with talent. When somebody tells me they don't know their passion, they're just not really clear and able to articulate the work that makes their heart come alive. And so we look for the clues first in what we do best. So if I interviewed everybody that knows you, Miguel, okay, I mean everybody that knows you well. So this is coaches, teachers, parents, brothers, sisters, good friends, wife, the whole nine yards. What would they say you do better than anything else? What have you always been complimented on?
Being a good listener.
All right.
Caring for people.
Okay. You're a good listener. Caring. What else?
I have knowledge in healthy eating, you know.
Okay.
Plants. And that kind of stuff.
Okay, so you're fairly knowledgeable on nutrition. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, let's go to the other side of the page. So these are the talents, strengths, and skills that you just kind of threw out there. Is there anything else that would go with listening? When somebody says you're a good listener, what else might be related to that you do well? I'm just curious. Anything come to mind?
I give them good advice.
Ah. I thought so.
Help them.
When was the last time you gave somebody some advice? Can you remember that moment?
If I think about it, I will, but...
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. When you don't have to tell me the exact situation, but when you gave them advice, how did they react? Do you remember?
Oh, they got happy to find probably helped what they were looking for.
Yeah. How'd that make you feel when that whole situation was done? They walked away. You knew they were happy with what you told them. How'd you feel?
Satisfied. Yeah. Happy that I was able to help.
Hmm. That's a pretty good clue, isn't it, Miguel?
Yes.
Yes, it is. So let me ask you this. What if you don't have experience in it, but what have you wondered about? You've let your mind kind of get fascinated with a role, a task, a function. If you got paid to do this every day, what do you think the answer would be if I said, what would you love to do? What work would make your heart come alive?
I would love to help people be good, be better. You know?
Yeah, help who and how. That's what you got to answer right now. Let your heart answer this. Who would you most want to help? How would you want to help them?
I want to help the people that don't know about nutrition and
okay, good. Hey, listen, don't lock up. You're locking up on me. You're actually making a lot of sense based on what I've heard so far. So let your heart sing a little bit. So you want to help people with nutrition, right? And how would you help them? Would it be as a nutritional coach? Is it therapy? You got to tell me, what would be that role where if I gave it to you tomorrow with no risk, what would you do?
I will implement what I know and keep learning. And
right, but I mean, in what role would that be? What job? What position? Have you thought through that?
It might be a help coach.
There you go.
I would like to try. I would like to try because you won't know until you actually try.
That's exactly right. So here's the thing, though. What you said was, Ken, I don't know what my passion is. I want to find my passion. But we know you want to help people. The question is, who do you most want to help? And how do you most want to help them? And right now, we're hearing nutrition. And let's go back and see if this is all verifiable. Based on what you've told me, Miguel. Okay. Well, you said one of your top talents was listening. You said you're also good at giving advice. You said that you were very caring. That's a character strength. And you were good at, and you have a real grasp, a real strength of understanding nutrition and how the body is the ultimate health machine. So that's what you told me. So that's what you put on the talent side of things. And so if we look at, does that match up as a potential sweet spot? It certainly sounds like it. Now, I love your head right now saying, well, I want to try it. So you're in the truck right now. So let me give you some very practical things that you can do. And I'm going to give you a copy of my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because I wrote it for people like you, Miguel. Okay? And it's going to literally walk you down the clear path to getting around people that are doing what you want to do and in places where what you want to do is happening. And when you do that, Miguel, you're going to get clarity on all that it takes. And yes, this is in fact something I want to do. Now, that's my gift to you, but here's your homework. As you begin to read the book and identify people, the five people in the book, I give you five archetypes, and you need to find those people in your area, okay, in that nutritional space. One of the things you can also do is use all that truck time, all that time in the cab. When you're driving, you realize that you could get a master's degree through free podcasts, audiobooks that you don't have to pay that much for, and you can use that time in the truck as you're preparing for the transition to really become an expert. Do you see that? That's a gift, all that time in the truck.
Yes.
All right. So whatever the path is for you, because you're going to go find out with my book, The Proximity Principle. All right, I'm going to talk to some people who are nutritional therapists, nutritional coaches, maybe those that are actually on the medical side of things. Now, I'm going to get in proximity in the area I want to be, around people that are doing what I want to do. That's how it works, folks. Opportunity's right there. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is The Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. Thrilled to have you with us. Taking your calls about your work. Work that matters. If you're stuck in that 9-to-5, I'm just trying to make it to the weekend. Well, I got really bad news. The average American is going to spend 90,000 plus hours at work in their lifetime. And if you're stuck and just miserable every Monday morning, it's not going to get better. It's just going to get yuckier and yuckier and yuckier. And you're going to try to medicate, and that's when bad things happen in your life. And here's the deal. You don't have to accept that. That is not your fate. Well, I'm just a working man. It's just, no, that's garbage. You can be in your sweet spot and wake up, spend the same amount of hours that the person who's stuck spends, but you're doing it in significance. You're not stuck. It's significant to you because you're good at it and you enjoy the work and it creates a result that matters deeply to you. This is possible. It's not a pipe dream. It's not even the American dream. This is what living the dream looks like. You're in your sweet spot at the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. You have the answers. Let's figure it out. And then you can get there. I promise. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. We go to Rock Hill, South Carolina, where Joe is on the line. Joe, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
I am living the dream, Joe. How can I help?
I had a couple of questions at this time, but first off, I've had some recent clarity. I'm trying to find some guidance on kind of choosing which path I should take.
Okay.
Currently, I work as a middleware administrator, so web servers, web pages, that sort of thing. And I've been looking to get into systems administration. Through some work that I'm doing recently, I'm kind of trying to decide between should I continue as a in the web services side or go to system administration or maybe even security side. I'm just trying to figure out, because they're all kind of intertwined, just trying to detangle them and figure out which path would be best for me.
Okay. If you had to just take a shot right now, which way would you go?
Mm-hmm. Probably with systems administration. It's something I've always wanted to do.
Okay. Now, where would you rank the three of those? If systems administration is something you've always wanted to do, has it been something you've always wanted to do a little bit more than the other two?
I would say yes.
Okay, then why are we even talking about this? Seems like it's a very clear direction for me.
Well, mostly because I had never really considered the others as possible careers for me.
Okay.
And now I kind of fell into middleware by default, and now I'm finding out, hey, I'm actually enjoying this now. And
great.
Then security, I have some friends in security, and recently I was talking with them, and kind of like, that's always kind of been on the side, like, hey, that's always tempting.
Okay.
But
all right. Okay, now here's what you do. Here's the deal. This is why I wrote the proximity principle, and before we ever wrote the book, it was something I talked about on the radio, and the proximity principle is not only just the way to get opportunity by being around the people that are doing what you want to do and in places where what you want to do is happening. At the end of the day, it's really about opportunity, but it's also about clarity and confirmation. And so because you are in middleware now, we know that you really enjoy it. So now you've got the other two options, okay? And I'm afraid I'm going to mess them up, so you know what I'm talking about, right? So
right.
So the point is that you've already started the conversation, it feels like, on security with guys that you know that are doing it. And so hang around with them for half a day or an hour. Instead of taking your lunch break, why don't you work through your lunch break and follow them around from 11 to 12 and then just work through and eat a snack at your desk. You know, this is simple stuff, but this is proximity. Let's get around those guys, spend more time talking to them about it, and let them help you weigh the apple versus orange comparison. Because at the end of the day, once you get a ton of clarity, you're going to have a ranking. And you go with the one that you're most excited about. So I think you're doing the right thing. Just use the proximity principle to actually get clarity, and then you'll get the confirmation that yes, I want to go systems management, or no, I want to stay here. But that's all you got to do is immerse yourself in everything you don't know about the other two options. Make sense?
Yes.
That's all you need to do. And you're a smart guy. And here's the deal. Don't think about it. Feel it. I cannot say this enough to you folks. The brain can take any situation that is crystal clear to your heart and screw it up. I'm telling you, the brain's a powerful, powerful computer that God gave us. But it also can really gum things up. And here's what I mean by that. You need to get in there in proximity and you learn everything you need to know about what you didn't know. And that's where the brain comes in and we kind of make a list and we get clear. But see, this is where the heart reveals. So now we have all the knowledge that we need. There's no unknowns. Then the heart can basically make a decision. And you say, well, Ken, I don't understand what you mean. Yeah, you do. I asked him at the start of the phone call, I said, Joe, which one of you wouldn't want to do today if I just made you decide? He says, well, I've always wanted. Now, that's the heart. But when the heart reveals, don't allow the brain to re-engage. Get the brain in on the front end. Get all the facts. We need facts first. And then once we have all the facts, then we introduce feeling. So there you go. That's how that works. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Amanda, who's on the line in Worcester, Massachusetts. Amanda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's an honor to talk to you today.
Well, the honor's all mine. How can I help?
So my boyfriend and I are considering moving away from home to chase his career. Well, I'm sort of in my sweet spot, but in a toxic environment. But with that said, I'm also considering changing careers because I'm not making as much money in my sweet spot as I had hoped. So I'm kind of looking for some guidance because I know that I have other passions besides what I'm doing right now.
Right. Well, I love that you bring this up, Amanda, because I want everybody to hear this, not just Amanda. In your sweet spot are multiple jobs and career paths. It's not just one. So, Amanda, I love that you're aware of that, because the fact that you're in a toxic environment, no matter if you're in your sweet spot or not, if you're in a toxic environment, it'll eventually beat you down. Mm-hmm. It just will. And that's happening to you. So the question is, what are the multiple other options for you that would still keep you in your sweet spot, which, again, is just a function of you being able to use what you do best, your talents, skills, strengths, to do work that matters deeply to you. So if you can identify multiple other jobs or career paths in your sweet spot, Amanda, go. But I'll tell you, before you make this move with your boyfriend, you better know that you're okay if this thing doesn't work out. That makes me a little nervous. So, you know, you're going to leave where you are to go with him so he can chase his career. But that makes me a little nervous. I know this isn't a relationship show, but you're on my show, so I reserve the right to be the big brother here. That makes me very, very nervous. And I'm only saying this because if you make a move like that and you don't move to something in your sweet spot and then this relationship goes south, this can really rock your world. So please be very careful and thoughtful here. Okay? Have you guys discussed long-term commitment or what? What's the story?
Absolutely. So I'm very secure in this relationship. It will eventually lead to marriage. We have discussed it. So I'm willing to go where he goes.
Okay.
And I also have a lot of different passions, and yeah, I have the confidence in myself to find a new career or find a new path.
Well, remember all you got to do is run the exercise. Do these things that I'm interested in, keep me in my sweet spot where I'm using my talent, my top talent, to do something that gives me tremendous joy. Not just the work, but the results of the work. That's the full picture of significance. That's how we experience that. So, hey, you're going to take the risk. I'd make him put a ring on it, but that's just me and Beyonce. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Cheering you on as you get after it. Work that makes you come alive. Monday mornings don't need to be miserable. They ought to be exciting. I know I get excited on Monday mornings, but that's just because I want to see Joe, and he's such a handsome, handsome guy. Speaking of which, if you'd like to see Joe, the producer, and Madison, the associate producer, all you got to do is come to our sparkling new studios at the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions. My goodness, it is a gorgeous place. Just went out during the commercial break and met some fine folks that are listening to the show live right outside the old studio glass and signed a couple books. The Proximity Principle, number one best-selling book. Get it wherever books are sold or kencoleman.com. And would love to sign a book for you and say hi to you, high-five you, and take a picture with you because we do the show for you. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. We go to Leah, who's on the line in Washington, Michigan. Leah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Well, the pleasure's all mine, Leah. How can I help today?
So I settled for a job about 10 years ago, and I worked all aspects of it, and the only thing I found that I loved about it was teaching, but I left a draining and toxic environment to go into something that was easy for me to do, but now I'm unhappy again, and I'm stuck. I feel like I'm close to my sweet spot, but I'm not there yet. My husband and I are on baby step two, so we're worried about income.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, this is not as difficult as you think. When you say you are close to your sweet spot, that implies that you know what it is. What do you think it is?
I mean, I love helping people.
Yeah.
And I love teaching, and I love being like the voice of reason, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like... I started working in real estate, and I love doing it because I like the busy feeling and everything else, and I love being outside and I love working with people, but I feel like I'm not quite there. Like, I'm almost there, but I can't quite put my finger on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, how much money do you need to make? What would be a great number?
Well, between the two of us, we're only at about $60,000, so ideally, between the two of us, I'd like us to at least have $100,000.
Right. You know? How much would you like to make, you personally?
I'd like to make $100,000.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Now you're dreaming big. All right, Leah, So I think you're closer than you think. Let's go into, you told me several things you love. You rattled off several things I put on your passion list. But on your talent list, I want to know, of everybody that knows you best, and what you know to be true about yourself, meaning you do these things better than everything else that you do. What are your top talents, skills, and strengths? What are they?
I don't know.
That's not true. Leah, now listen, here's the deal. I cannot help someone who won't get over their fear of saying something positive about themselves. And I don't know if you're beat down. I just don't know what's going on, but I know you do things well. What do you do well? What always came easy to you? Even go back to your high school days. What came easy to you? What's always come easy to you?
Being creative.
Wait a second. Yeah. She goes from I don't know to how are you creative? Tell me how you're creative.
A lot of ways. Like, I've always kind of, I guess, made things. Okay. But I never made a business or anything out
stop,
of it, so it
stop,
was kind
stop,
of
stop,
just
stop,
a habit.
Stop. You're not allowed to qualify anything.
Okay.
Because, Leah, I hear your heart. You're hurting. You're scared.
Yeah.
You're down. And I don't want you to be down right now. I want you to be hopeful. And I want you to tell the truth about yourself. So where are you most creative? If I go interview and I do a documentary on Leah's life, people are going to go, oh, yeah, she's definitely creative. And I say, how? You said I always kind of make things. And then you went into depressed Leah instead of honest Leah. What are you really creative at doing? Tell me.
Gosh, I don't want to say I don't know, but I'm...
Not true. It's simply not true.
I have to think about it, I guess.
Okay. All right, let's talk about... You're so upset right now, and you got to relax. You've got to relax, and trust me, you do things well.
Yeah.
When you were a teacher, were you a good teacher?
Yeah, I was.
Then why didn't you say, Ken, I'm really good at teaching. I'm good at instructing.
I am. I'm good at teaching.
Then why didn't you say it?
Because I'm scared, I guess, to say that I'm good at something. I don't know.
Yes, yes. Now, see, I'm getting in your face a little bit. But that's because you're not being honest with yourself, and you can't be honest with me if you can't be honest with yourself. You're good at instructing. What makes a good teacher?
Yeah.
The ability to communicate. Are you a good communicator?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting. I am. There's another thing that you said you didn't know that now you know. So let's take one more stab at this.
Okay.
What are you best at doing? Tell me the things that you're best at doing. You personally. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. What does Leah do better than anything else?
I'm good at connecting with people.
Oh, I mean, there we go.
Yeah.
How? What makes you a good connector?
I'm empathetic and, you know, I listen to people and I help them get to whatever point it is that they need to get to.
Oh boy. Now we're getting somewhere. Now, who are the people you'd most love to help and how would you help them? Spit it out. Don't think qualifications. Just tell me. If tomorrow I give you $100,000, and I know, and I tell you that there's no way you're going to fail, and I say you get to choose the job, you choose it, you tell me who you want to help and how you want to help them, and I'm going to give you $100,000. Who is it?
I want to help people that are struggling and want to reach a goal, and I want to help them to lay out a plan so that they know how to get to that goal.
Interesting. How would you do that? What's that? Who are they? What's
the role? Sitting down and learning them and having them tell me, you know, what makes them, what makes their heart beat and what makes them excited, and help to show them that they can get to where they want to go.
Okay. Now, in order to do that, you got to believe that about yourself.
Yeah.
Sounds like you want to guest host the Ken Coleman Show when I'm on vacation.
I mean, you know.
I mean, am I right? Is that?
It would be really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, A, that's not going to happen. But B, but B, we want to make sure that you understand what you're saying. That you want to help people and help give them direction. But the question is, who and what specific challenges? Is it health? Is it money? Is it career? Do you see where I'm pushing you a little bit? And you don't have to have the answer today, but what we've established for you is that you do have a sweet spot, and it's the intersection of what you do best, which is communicating through the form of teaching and guiding, creative solutions, right? That's where you're creative, not just with your hands, but as a teacher, you got to come up with creative ways to teach. So very interesting to me that you go from having no idea what you're good at to then saying you want to help people and help them come up with a plan to get where they want to go, and you are absolutely overcome with personal doubt, and that's got to stop today. Because, Leah, you do have something to offer. And if you weren't in a toxic environment, you'd probably still be instructing on some level. So the question you have to answer is, who do you most want to teach? What do you want to teach them? Why do you want to teach them? You get the answer to those three questions, and there's your direction. And then use the proximity principle to get around people that are doing that so that you can clarify, yes, this is what I want to do and why I want to do it. And now I know how to get there. Let's give her a copy of my book, The Proximity Principle. Let's give Leah a copy of that. It's the number one best-selling book, and it's for people who just, they have an idea where you want to go, or you're really clear, but you're just terrified. And I think that's Leah. She's so terrified and full of doubt that she can't think straight. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.